morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. I'm Fatima Khan, senior correspondent at the Print, and today I'm bringing you the story of Rahul Gandhi's departure from the country on Sunday for a personal visit and why it is a significant news story. The former Congress president left the country on Sunday reportedly to go visit his grandmother in Italy. This was just a day ahead of the Congress's 136th Foundation Day, an important milestone for the party. The Congress refused to confirm or deny the rumours till late Sunday evening when the chief Congress spokesperson Randeep Surjewala finally accepted that Gandhi has in fact gone abroad on a short personal visit. Then on Monday at the Congress's headquarters on Akbar Road in New Delhi, top party leaders including Priyanka Gandhi were present to hoist the national flag, but Rahul was missing and so was Sonia Gandhi. Rahul did tweet a celebratory video of Congress's Foundation Day, and K.C. Venugopal, the General Secretary of the Congress, defended Gandhi's absence, saying that everybody has a right to undertake personal visits. Now, a lot of Congress leaders and party supporters tend to defend Rahul's frequent visits abroad as being a personal choice, and the sheer scrutiny these visits are subject to can often seem rather unnecessary. But there is a reason why it becomes a big deal every time Rahul leaves the country or goes on a vacation. Now, this was hardly the first time Rahul Gandhi has gone abroad for a personal reason. In fact, just recently in September, Rahul missed the crucial parliament session as he had gone abroad with his mother, the party president Sonia Gandhi. Rahul later defended his absence, saying his mother had an important doctor's appointment and she needed him by her side. Now, he said, "I am also her son after all and I have to look after her." But this parliament session that he missed was supposed to have been a very, very important parliament session. It is in this session that the Modi government was able to pass the three controversial farm bills. It isn't as if Rahul would have been present, then BJP wouldn't have been able to ensure the successful passage of the bills. But many in Congress believe that this was an important opportunity for the leader of the primary opposition party to step up and be present. The controversy around the farms bills meant that Rahul may have been able to capitalize on the resistance against them in the parliament and articulate the opposition. He could have ensured that BJP goes on the back foot, or would have at least made significant arguments against the bills in the parliament, if nothing else. It is moments like these that cement a leader's vision, his politics, in the mind of the masses. So from the opposition's perspective, this was seen as a missed opportunity. Now Gandhi, after coming back, he did lead multiple rallies against the farms bills that had become laws by that time. But in November, he again went to Goa for 10 odd days with his mother Sonia Gandhi. Now, it isn't as if Rahul isn't or shouldn't be allowed to take vacations. But several Congress leaders believe politics is a 24/7 game, especially in the Modi Shah era, and Rahul's absence thus seems rather jarring. Now, Ahmed Patel, the late veteran leader and chief strategist of the Congress party, passed away in November, and it was a massive blow to the party. What made Patel such a revered figure in the party was that he worked non-stop round the clock. He was known to stay up till late in the night and strategize about the party's growth. The Print recently mapped Rahul Gandhi's footprints in the last year and a half since the party's debacle in the Lok Sabha 2019 polls. The analysis threw up some very interesting results. Gandhi hasn't visited 17 states even once since the May 2019 results. These include some very important states like Tamil Nadu and West Bengal, slated for polls next year. He has visited 5 other states only once and 5 states only twice in the duration. Kerala happens to be the only state he has visited over half a dozen times, that is 8 times since the May 2019 results, as he's an MP from Kerala's Wayanad constituency. Now, these numbers are very telling and stand in stark contrast to BJP's politics, where even after winning the Lok Sabha polls, the top leaders are known to never rest. Amit Shah is seen as someone who is constantly on the road, meeting state leaders and strategizing about how to win the next election, be it national polls or panchayat elections. Right now, in this moment, the Modi government is facing a mammoth protest from farmers of various states against the farm laws. Rahul has been voicing his opposition to these laws, but it was pivotal for him to hold his ground here and continue the attack if the aim was to actually hurt the Modi government. That's all for today. Thanks for tuning in. Do come back tomorrow for another fresh podcast on the big news story.